This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Monday morning. It's August 24th, 2026. Already 81 degrees and mostly sunny at 7:06. Want to thank Jason Doyle real quick just for sitting in for me for the past couple of days. Got to go out of town. Went down to Galveston, the Walmart of beaches, for a little while just to kind of relax a little bit, listen to the waves roll in and the seagulls and that kind of a thing. And coming back this morning feeling very refreshed and have a lot to talk about this morning. So a Duncan police lieutenant is facing criminal charges accused of killing a man with a hit and run. We'll have the details on that one. An elderly man who's been missing for almost 2 weeks has been found dead. High-speed chase comes to an end in El Reno. What happened coming up? Tomorrow is primary election day already, so who has your vote for governor? We'll take your calls on that one, 405-608-4377. Oklahoma's Secretary of State is avoiding DUI charges after police say he was found drunk in a McDonald's drive-thru, the oversight that helped him avoid charges. An Oklahoma City man is recovering after police say a drunk driver slammed into his car. More than 2,000 emergency teaching certificates have been approved because of Oklahoma's teacher shortage. We'll break down those numbers for you. But first, Freedom's First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. An off-duty Duncan police lieutenant is now facing second-degree murder complaint following a deadly hit-and-run. 47-year-old Jared Bishop is accused of hitting and killing a man walking along U.S. Highway 81 on Thursday night, then leaving the scene. The victim is identified as 40-year-old David Satayesh of Rush Springs. Bishop was arrested on Friday and released on $150,000 bond. He's facing complaints including second-degree murder, leaving the scene of a fatal accident, and obstructing an officer. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is investigating, and Bishop has been placed on administrative leave. A 71-year-old Pond Creek man who has been missing since Tuesday has been found dead. Police say Jerry Golden was located about 4 miles north of Pond Creek along U.S. Highway 81 in Grant County. Golden was last seen around 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, and a silver alert was issued on Saturday afternoon. Police have not released the cause of death or additional details about the circumstances. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office was notified after Golden was found. Police are thanking the public for helping spread information about his disappearance, and they say their thoughts are with his family. Well, two people have been arrested following a dog attack in Oklahoma City. Police say drones operated by the department's real-time information center helped to locate the two dogs that were actively attacking a victim. Officers followed the dogs after spotting them and tracked them back to where they came from. Two people were arrested and booked under the Oklahoma County Jail on misdemeanor complaints of failing to confine a dog and menacing animal. The condition of the victim has not yet been released. A high-speed chase involving a stolen vehicle ended with an arrest yesterday afternoon in El Reno. Police say the pursuit ended shortly after 2 p.m. near Route 66 and Heaston Road, where officers used a tactical vehicle intervention, or TVI, maneuver to stop the stolen vehicle. Officers quickly took the suspect into custody. Police have not yet released the suspect's identity or said whether anyone was injured in that pursuit. Well, the search will continue this morning for a man who disappeared in Lake Stanley Draper. First responders were called to the lake around 9:30 last night after witnesses reported seeing a man riding a jet ski before taking off his life jacket and jumping into the water. The Oklahoma City Police and Fire Departments launched a search using multiple boats and a police helicopter. The man's identity has not yet been released. Fire crews in Binger battled wildfires on Friday evening that burned brush just northwest of town, coming dangerously close to several homes. Cheryl Stewart says the flames stopped just a few yards away from her log home, forcing her family to spend the night in a hotel after the power and water went out. Stewart credits firefighters with working tirelessly to keep the flames away from her home. She says the extreme heat and dry conditions have her worried this won't be the last fire of the season, especially with more wind in the forecast. Binger is about 56 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. An Oklahoma City man is recovering from serious injuries after police say an intoxicated driver crashed into his car early Friday morning. The crash happened near Southwest 59th Street and Walker as Elpidio Lopez was taking his wife to dialysis. His family says Lopez suffered multiple broken ribs and internal bleeding requiring major surgery. His daughter says it's difficult seeing the normally active man laying in a hospital bed. 34-year-old Julianne Manzano was arrested and booked on aggravated DUI charges related to that crash. Legal experts say Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin Lepack may have avoided a DUI after his public intoxication arrest last Friday. Officers found him at an Edmond McDonald's, and after initially denying it, Lepack admitted that he drove there. Police say that they could smell alcohol, but never administered a breathalyzer or a field sobriety test. An attorney says those tests could have provided stronger evidence for a DUI case. Without them, he says, prosecutors would have a much tougher time proving Lepack was impaired when he drove. It's 81 degrees and mostly sunny at 7-Eleven. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, tomorrow is primary election day here in Oklahoma. Voters will decide the Republican nominee for governor, with Attorney General Gettner Drummond facing financial planner Mike Mazie in the runoff. Several other state and county races are also on the ballot, along with two state questions. Oklahoma has closed primaries, meaning that Democrats and independents cannot vote in the Republican runoff. Election day polls are open from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Tuesday. Early voting is also available today from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And we want to hear from you on this one coming up after the break. Who has your vote at this point? Is it Attorney General Gettner Drummond or financial planner Mike Mazie? And more importantly, we want to know why. We want to hear from you at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Well, some Oklahoma voters are changing their party affiliation ahead of Tuesday's Republican runoff for governor. From January through the March deadline, more than 1,300 Democrats and nearly 1,900 independents switched to the GOP. Political science professor Emily Stacey expects that many of those new Republicans will support Drummond. Drummond is appealing to center-right voters, while Mike Mazie is courting the party's conservative base. The Oklahoma Republican Party has endorsed James Taylor for the superintendent ahead of Tuesday's Republican runoff. Taylor says the endorsement underscores what he calls a clear difference between himself and opponent Dr. Robert Franklin. Franklin, meanwhile, has endorsements from more than 175 current and former Oklahoma superintendents, including leaders from Broken Bow, Norman, Moore, and Lawton. Taylor and Franklin were the top two finishers in the June Republican primary. Oklahoma lawmakers set aside $3 million for a new state airplane at Governor Kevin Stitt's request, but officials now say the aircraft could cost up to $5.5 million. House Budget Committee Chairman Trey Caldwell says lawmakers were told $3 million would be enough money, and he does not expect a supplemental appropriation. The governor's office says Stitt's 2019 decision to sell the previous state plane was not a mistake, and it did save taxpayers money. The state plans to use proceeds from selling the existing aircraft to help cover the plane's new cost. Oklahoma County Budget Board has approved an $800,000 budget shift to reimburse the sheriff's office for transporting jail inmates to and from the court. About $89,000 per month will be moved from the Criminal Justice Authority to the sheriff's office for the rest of the fiscal year. The funding is part of an ongoing dispute over who's responsible for inmate transportation. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III canceled the transport contract back in May, arguing the duty is not his. The jail trust disagrees, and the issue is now before a judge. The board also recently declined to consider Johnson's proposed agreement with ICE. The Oklahoma Board of Education has approved more than 2,000 emergency teacher certificates as the state continues to deal with a teacher shortage. Emergency certificates allow people with college degrees to fill classroom positions without traditional teaching certification. State data shows nearly 1,500 emergency teachers taught core subjects during the 2025-2026 school year. State Superintendent Lindell Field says he wants to see those numbers decline. A new law taking effect in November will also restrict adjunct teachers from teaching core subjects in pre-K through fourth grade. Well, Oklahoma is ending a federal program that provides a third meal to students at schools with extended hours. State Superintendent Lindell Field says the USDA recommended ending the program to improve oversight and to ensure compliance with federal requirements. Some Oklahoma school districts say the move will cost them funding used to feed students. Field says schools can switch to another federal program that provides meals through an after-school care program, stressing that children will not go hungry. The USDA has been pushing states to strengthen safeguards on federal nutrition programs following several high-profile fraud cases involving child care funding. The Regional University System of Oklahoma has named Kent Lashley as its new CEO, making him the system's third chief executive in just 2 years. Lashley takes over September 1st and will earn $220,000 per year plus benefits. He's currently executive vice president and CFO at Rose State College, where he's held leadership positions for about 17 years. Lashley will serve as a liaison between the Russo Board with its six universities, serving more than 40,000 students. He replaces Ellen Butner, who held the job just under a year. Well, several major ODOT projects are underway across Oklahoma City's metro, including ongoing work on I-44 near Klassen Circle. Crews have finished demolishing the north half of the bridge, with replacement beams expected to go in later on this month. The south half will be replaced in the fall, along with the Western Avenue off-ramp. The project remains on schedule for completion in spring of 2027. Over on the south side, I-240 is being widened to six lanes near I-35, with a new ramp connecting northbound I-35 to eastbound I-240. That project is expected to wrap up in fall of 2027. A Shawnee Child Development Center is closing because of health and safety concerns caused by excess moisture from the building's HVAC system. The Citizen Potawatomi Nation says children from the East Child Development Center will temporarily move to an after-school program facility after minor modifications were completed. The after-school program will move to Fire Lake Arena. A new child development center is also planned at the Fire Lake campus, with room for more than 400 children. But that means that Fire Lake Arena will close to the public events after September 1st, forcing the Potawatomi Fire football team, basketball team to cancel its 2027 season. With temperatures topping 100 degrees, Oklahoma schools are taking extra precautions to protect student athletes from heat illnesses. OSSAA requires schools to monitor wet bulb readings, which factor in temperature, humidity, and wind. Luther High School limits practice to just an hour, with a mandatory 20-minute break for water. Coaches also adjust equipment and move practices indoors when conditions become too dangerous. New guidelines required hydration breaks, heat-related training for coaches, and rapid cooling options when wet bulb readings reach dangerous levels. Coaches say the goal is a simple one: keep players safe while still preparing for the season. Well, if you're tired of Oklahoma's triple-digit heat, forecasters say winter could bring a pretty big change for you. The Farmer's Almanac is calling for a stormy season with more precipitation across Oklahoma and possibility of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. El Nino is expected to remain a major influence, bringing wetter-than-normal conditions and periods of colder air. NOAA also predicts a wetter-than-normal November through January, with a 41 to 50% chance for increased precipitation. Winter tornadoes are a possibility, but they remain very rare in Oklahoma during December and January. Well, tomorrow is primary election day. Oklahoma is a very Republican state, so chances are pretty good whoever wins the gubernatorial primary will also be the governor of Oklahoma. So there's a whole lot on the line here, but are you truly excited about either one of these candidates, Gettner Drummond or Mike Mazie? I know I'm not. This is just another case where Republicans are putting up lousy candidates, and we're left to choose between the lesser of two evils. So we want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. Are you excited about either of these guys? We want to know who has your vote and exactly why they have your vote. It's 81 degrees outside and mostly sunny at 719. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServicePROOKC.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Monday morning. Got a major problem northbound I-35 near Waterloo. It's a crash involving two semis, back up about 5 miles, and lane closures. Expect big delays.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma, letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazie is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazie will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazie for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
Hey, I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, what makes ICS the top choice for concrete floors?
At ICS, we use polyurea coatings. It's four times stronger than traditional epoxy. They're resistant to scratches, oil stains, and even UV fading, making them ideal for garages, patios, or even commercial spaces. Plus, they come with a lifetime warranty for homeowners.
Now that's some tough stuff. So how do these coatings hold up in Oklahoma's crazy weather?
Man, they're built for it. Crack resistant and able to handle extreme heat or cold. And the best part? Our polyurea cures in hours, so your floor's ready the next day with no downtime.
Wow, fast and durable. That's a winning combo. What's the first step for listeners?
Just give us a call for a free, no-obligation estimate, and we'll customize the solution for your space.
All right, guys, don't wait. Transform your floors with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or visit icsconcretecoatings.com for your free estimate today.
McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma, live Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Sunday at 1. Call in your questions to roofing specialist Scott McCullum. McGriff Fortifies Oklahoma. Find out more at mcroof.us and tune in to our show on Freedom 96.9.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. Going to be another hot one today. Partly sunny today with a high of 104 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll see a low around 73. On Tuesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Going to be hot with a high of 100 degrees. Then on Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. We might have a morning thunderstorm, high of 96 degrees for Wednesday. It's 81 degrees and mostly sunny at 723. So tomorrow is primary election day. Oklahoma is very heavily a Republican state, so whoever wins the Republican gubernatorial primary could have a pretty strong chance of becoming Oklahoma's next governor. There's a whole lot on the line here with tomorrow's vote. Are you excited about either one of these candidates, Gentner Drummond or Mike Mazie? Maybe you're not. This race has given voters plenty to debate, and now we want to hear from you. Who has your vote, and more importantly, why does that person have your vote? Give us a call at 405-608-4377. We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377. I'm not impressed with either one of the candidates. Right now, Mike Mazie has my vote, but chances are when I get to the voting booth, that could change because neither one of them are anything to get excited about. On Drummond's side, he's too moderate, too independent for a Republican base. I tend to lean more conservative. He doesn't have that conservative vote, even referred to MAGA supporters as fascists at one point. Meanwhile, Mazie can be way too ideological, way too tied in with Trump, and way too willing to shift his positions based on what Trump says or doesn't say. So Tony's joining us from UConn this morning. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Missed you for there just a second. You broke up. Say one more time, Tony.
Doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. So what are your thoughts, man? Are you excited about either one of these guys or no?
Absolutely not. My comment was I wish we had a third choice.
Yeah, and we do, but unfortunately it's a Democrat choice, and she tends to lean very, very left. My concern is we're going to have very low voter turnout because of this, and I blame the Republicans for that. You put up crummy candidates, and this is what you get.
I totally agree. My position on Gettner Drummond is I just don't trust him. He's shown that his wife gives enough input that he leans a little bit too far to the left for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Macy, I just have a hard time liking the man. The only reason that I even lean that way is because of the Trump endorsement.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to go any other direction at this point.
No, I agree with you. And you made a really good point, too, as far as Drummond and his wife's financial support for Biden. So here's a guy who claims to be a Republican and a conservative, yet he's funding Biden's election. And I guess I look at my bank account enough to know if my wife is spending a whole bunch of money on a political candidate. I'm probably going to know that. But the fact that he's just throwing her under the bus rather than saying, yes, this is what we did. I mean, if you don't stand by your wife, what are you going to stand by as far as your convictions?
Yeah, I believe that they have the right to have their own political opinion. I mean, my wife does as well, but it does happen to follow mine.
Yep.
But yeah, that's something that needs to be discussed, and he needs to be definitely more upfront with it. Some of the things that, you know, the deal at the Children's Hospital where they allowed the surgeries to continue.
Yeah,
and,
for transgenderism.
I just cannot go that direction at all.
Nope, I agree with you. Tony, thanks a lot for joining. If you want to be part of the show today, 405-608-4377. We'd love to hear from you, 405-608-4377. Tomorrow is the primary election. We've got two guys who are up. One of those two guys, because we're a primarily Republican state, one of those two guys is most likely going to be the next governor of Oklahoma. So we've got Mike Macy and we've got Gettner Drummond, and neither one of them impressed me, not even a little bit. Again, right now I'm kind of leaning toward Macy, but I'm one of these guys who is just, it's the lesser of two evils, and the lesser of two evils is still evil. Ron is joining us from UConn this morning. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm well, Aaron. How about yourself?
Man, I'm really great. I just got back from a tiny little weekend getaway, but now I'm walking into this this election booth not knowing who I'm pulling the lever for.
I hear you. I am right where you're at, but I just want to make one comment real quickly.
Hit me.
You just said that the Republicans need to put up better candidates. You know, that's up to us.
You know, that's valid.
Absolutely. We had a primary process. Now we're down to two. But why in the world are we down to these two?
Right.
Because Republicans didn't come out and vote in that primary. We have nobody to blame but us.
Bro, you are spot on. You're spot on.
Yeah.
And by the way, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm right where you're at. I don't like either one of these two.
Yeah.
Number one, Macy leads out with his faith, but then he comes out with slam campaigns. It's like, well, you're already not upholding your faith if that's the way you're going to be. And you got, you know, Drummond over there. What is he really doing?
What has he done
for us that's benefited us?
We haven't heard a plan yet. What exactly is the plan here? And that's the part that really makes me nervous, is what exactly is the plan? Ron, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate
you calling.
Please call in anytime. And we'll probably continue this conversation at 7:45. We certainly want to hear from you. It's 81 degrees, mostly sunny at 7:29. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. kick in September 8th.
Carney announced the move at a Saturday morning news conference in response to the Trump administration's 20% tariffs on Canadian goods. I'm Lisa Carton.
The U.S. and Iran ramped up the hostile messaging over the weekend ahead of today's scheduled announcement of new U.S. sanctions on Tehran. The suspect in the murders of five people near Forest Grove, Oregon, was found dead in a vehicle near Umanclaw, Washington. The federal government finalized a plan to slash Colorado River water supplies in the Southwest. A class action lawsuit filed in Indiana where thousands have gone several days without electricity. Kyle Kirkwood's the winner of the Freedom 250 Grand Prix in Washington, D.C. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Two kids and a fiancé were killed in a car crash. The other one was badly injured, and she was in the hospital with what we call an internal decapitation. The top seven vertebrae are crushed, and they're trying to figure out how to reattach her skull so that she can walk again. Life completely changed. My job when I walk into that type of a setting, because there's nothing my words can say that are going to bring back her children or fiancé. I can't unwind anything. I also make sure I never say, I understand what you're going through, because I don't. I haven't been through that. I've sat across the table from dozens of Rats have been killed. I understand the impact on them, but I've not felt that myself. So my job is to impart in that moment that at least we will do everything we can to have justice, that what happened to you and your family that you're going through doesn't happen to somebody else. And it's not that money brings anybody back, but sometimes money's the only way that the defendants change their attitude and the way they do business. I can't put a value on lost children, but I can get a number that changes behavior so that what that person's feeling doesn't happen again.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com. Call me at 777-7000.
Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A 25-year-old man has been arrested after police say he fled in a stolen vehicle after a domestic violence call in El Reno. The suspect was identified as Jason Barrow, who allegedly fled from officers from El Reno onto I-40 before turning back east on State Highway 66. The pursuit eventually ended when an officer used a tactical maneuver to stop the vehicle. He was taken into custody at gunpoint, with the OHP also assisting. Police are searching Lake Stanley Draper for a man who fell from a jet ski Saturday night and didn't resurface. OKC police received a 911 call around 9:30 p.m. after witnesses said the man removed his life jacket before entering the water and then was lost from sight. His family reportedly searched for him before calling authorities. The search was still underway as of Saturday night. Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is criticizing President Donald Trump's decision to temporarily allow more imported ground beef into the United States without higher tariff costs. Cattle producers in the state say the policy could create more uncertainty as ranchers continue deciding whether to rebuild the nation's historically low cattle herd. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
Mike Mazie has a problem. When Oklahoman needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazie missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazie missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gittner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazie, flip-flopped, sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazie has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazie has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be partly sunny and hot with the temperature reaching a high of 104 degrees, nearing the record of 108 set in 2011. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 73 degrees. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 100 degrees. Wednesday will start with a couple of morning thunderstorms, then turn very warm with intervals of clouds and sun and a high of 96 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. 81 degrees at 736. There's the hotline. Let me grab that real quick. Hi, Freedom 96.9. Who's this?
Hello, Aaron. This is funeral director Turwood Gravely.
Oh.
With a question for your listeners about the trends in the funeral industry.
Okay.
One of your listeners asked me, will glass-topped coffins become the newest trend? And to that I say, remains to be seen.
Ah.
Turwood Gravely, now back to you.
Ouch. Yeah, that's a pretty grave joke right there. It's about 6 feet under is where that belongs. Let's check out the Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. An off-duty Duncan police lieutenant is facing second-degree murder complaints following a deadly hit-and-run. 47-year-old Jared Bishop is accused of hitting and killing the victim while he was walking along U.S. 81 on Thursday night, then leaving the scene. Bishop was arrested on Friday and released on a $150,000 bond. He also faces complaints of leaving the scene of a fatal accident and obstructing an officer. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is investigating, and Bishop has been placed on administrative leave. A 71-year-old Pond Creek man who had been missing since Tuesday has been found dead. Police say Jerry Golden was located about 4 miles north of Pond Creek along U.S. 81 in Grant County. Golden was last seen around 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, and a silver alert was issued on Saturday. Police have not released the cause of death or any details about what may have happened. The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office was notified after Golden was found. Police are thanking the public for helping spread information about his disappearance. Well, two people have been arrested after a dog attack in Oklahoma City. Police say drones operated by the department's real-time information center helped to locate two dogs that were actively attacking a victim. Officers then followed the dogs and tracked them back to where they came from. Two people were arrested and booked into the Oklahoma County Jail on misdemeanor complaints of failing to confine a dog and menacing animal. The condition of the victim has not yet been released. A high-speed chase involving a stolen vehicle ended with an arrest on Sunday afternoon in El Reno. Police say the pursuit ended shortly after 2 p.m. near Route 66 and Houston Road, where officers used a tactical vehicle intervention, or TVI, to stop the vehicle. The suspect was quickly taken into custody. Police have not released the suspect's identity or said whether anyone was injured. The investigation into that pursuit is ongoing. Well, the search continues this morning for a man who disappeared in Lake Stanley Draper. First responders were called at around 9:30 last night after witnesses reported seeing an adult man riding a jet ski before taking off his life jacket and then jumping into the water. Oklahoma City police and firefighters launched a search using multiple boats and the police helicopter. The man's identity has not yet been released. Fire crews in Binger battled wildfires on Friday evening that burned brush just northwest of town and became dangerously close to homes. Cheryl Stewart says flames stopped just a few yards from her log home, forcing her family to spend the night in a hotel after the power and water went out. Stewart credits firefighters with working tirelessly to protect her home. She says the extreme heat and dry conditions have her concerned that this may not be the last fire of the season, especially with more wind in the forecast. Binger is about 56 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. An Oklahoma City man is recovering from serious injuries after police say an intoxicated driver crashed into his car early Friday morning. The crash happened near Southwest 59th and Walker while Mr. Lopez was taking his wife to dialysis. The family says Lopez suffered multiple broken ribs and internal bleeding and needed major surgery. His daughter says it's difficult seeing the normally active man in a hospital bed. 43-year-old Julian Manzano was arrested and booked in on aggravated DUI charges. Legal experts say Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin LePack may have avoided a DUI charge after his public intoxication arrest last Friday. Officers found him at an Edmund McDonald's, and LePack eventually admitted that he drove there. Police said they could smell alcohol, but did not administer a breathalyzer or field sobriety test. An attorney says those tests could have provided stronger evidence for a DUI case. Without them, he says, prosecutors would have a tougher time proving that LePack was impaired when he drove. It's 82 degrees and partly sunny at 740. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, tomorrow is primary election day in Oklahoma. Voters will decide the Republican nominee for governor, with Attorney General Gettner Drummond facing financial planner Mike Mazey in the runoff. Several other state and county races are also on the ballot, along with two state questions. Oklahoma has closed primaries, so Democrats and independents cannot vote in the Republican runoff. Polls will be open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Early voting is available today from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. And after the break, we want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Who has your vote and why? That's what we want to know. 405-608-4377. Well, some Oklahoma voters changed their party affiliation ahead of Tuesday's Republican gubernatorial runoff. From January through the March deadline, more than 1,300 Democrats and nearly 1,900 independents switched to the Republican Party. Political science professor Emily Stacey says many of those new Republican voters could support Gettner Drummond. Drummond has appealed to center-right voters, while Mike Mazey has focused on his conservative base. The Oklahoma Republican Party has endorsed James Taylor for the state superintendent ahead of Tuesday's runoff. Taylor says the endorsement highlights what he calls a clear difference between himself and Dr. Robert Franklin. Franklin, meanwhile, has endorsements from more than 175 current and former Oklahoma superintendents, including leaders from Broken Arrow, Norman, Moore, and Lawton. Taylor and Franklin were the top two finishers in the June Republican primary. Tuesday's winner will face Democrat Jannetty Marshall in November. Oklahoma lawmakers set aside $3 million for a new state airplane at Governor Kevin Stitt's request, but officials now say the aircraft could cost as much as $5.5 million. House Budget Committee Chairman Trey Caldwell says lawmakers were told $3 million would be enough, and he does not expect a supplemental appropriation. The governor's office says that Stitt's 2019 decision to sell the previous state plane was not a mistake and that it did save taxpayers money. The state plans to use proceeds from selling existing aircraft to help cover the cost. The Oklahoma County Budget Board has approved an $800,000 budget shift to reimburse the sheriff's office for transporting jail inmates to and from court. About $89,000 per month will be removed from the Criminal Justice Authority for the rest of the fiscal year. The money is part of an ongoing dispute over who's responsible for inmate transportation. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III canceled the transport contract back in May, arguing the duty is not his. The jail trust disagrees, and the issue is now before a judge. The board also recently declined to consider Johnson's proposed agreement with ICE. Oklahoma Board of Education has approved more than 2,000 emergency teacher certificates as the state continues dealing with a teacher shortage. Emergency certificates allow people with college degrees to fill classroom positions without traditional teaching certifications. State data shows nearly 1,500 emergency teachers taught core subjects during the 2025-2026 school year. State Superintendent Lindell Field says he wants to see those numbers decline. A new law taking effect in November will also restrict adjunct teachers from teaching core subjects in pre-K through fourth grade. Well, Oklahoma is ending a federal program that provides a third meal to students at schools with extended hours. State Superintendent Lindell Field says the USDA recommended ending the program to improve oversight and ensure compliance with federal requirements. Some Oklahoma districts say the decision will cost them funding used to feed students. Field says schools can switch to another federal program providing meals through after-school care, stressing that children will not go hungry. The USDA has been pushing states to strengthen safeguards on federal nutrition programs. Well, the Regional University System of Oklahoma has named Kent Lashley as its new CEO, making him the system's third chief executive in just 2 years. Lashley takes over September 1st and will earn $220,000 per year plus benefits. He currently serves as executive vice president and CFO over at Rose State College, where he has held leadership positions for about 17 years. Lashley will serve as a liaison between the Russo board and its six universities, which serve more than 40,000 students. He replaces Ellen Butner, who held the position for less than a year. Well, several major ODOT projects are underway across the Oklahoma City Metro, including work on I-45 near Glass and Circle. Crews have finished demolishing the north half of the bridge, with replacement beams being expected later on this month. The south half will be replaced later on this fall, along with Western Avenue off-ramp. The project remains on schedule for completion in spring of 2027. Over on the south side, I-240 is being widened to six lanes near I-35, with a new ramp connecting northbound I-35 to eastbound I-240. That project is expected to finish in the fall of 2027. A Shawnee Child Development Center is closing because of health and safety concerns caused by excess moisture from the building's HVAC system. The Citizen Potawatomi Nation says children from East Child Development Center will temporarily move to the after-school program facility after minor modifications. The after-school program will move to Fire Lake Arena. A new child development center is also planned for Fire Lake campus, with room for more than 400 children, but that means that Fire Lake Arena will close to the public events after September 1st, forcing the Potawatomi Fire basketball team to cancel its 2027 season. And with those temperatures topping 100 degrees, Oklahoma schools are taking extra precautions to protect student athletes from heat illness. OSSAA requires schools to monitor wet bulb readings, which factor in temperature, humidity, and wind. Luther High School limits practices to just 1 hour with a mandatory 20-minute water break. Coaches also adjust equipment and move practices indoors when conditions become too dangerous. New guidelines require hydration breaks, heat illness training, and rapid cooling options when wet bulb readings reach dangerous levels. Coaches say priority is keeping student athletes safe while preparing for the season. And if you're tired of Oklahoma's triple-digit heat, forecasters say winter could bring on some pretty big changes for you. The Farmer's Almanac is calling for a stormy season with more precipitation across Oklahoma and the possibility of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. El Nino is expected to remain a major influence, bringing wetter-than-normal conditions and periods of colder air. NOAA also predicts a wetter-than-normal November through January with a 41 to 50% chance for increased precip. Winter tornadoes are possible, but they still remain pretty rare in Oklahoma during both December and January. Well, tomorrow is primary election day. Oklahoma, as you know, is a very Republican state, so chances are whoever wins the gubernatorial primary will be the next governor of Oklahoma. So there's a whole lot on the line with tomorrow's election, but are you truly excited about either one of these candidates, Gettner Drummond or Mike Massey? I know I'm not. This is another case where we've got such lousy candidates that we're voting for, we're left to choose between the lesser of two evils. And as you know, the lesser of two evils is still evil. So we want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. I want to know, who has your vote right now? Are you excited about the vote? And why? It's 82 degrees and partly sunny at 7:48. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com.
Jack, Freedom traffic on this Monday morning. A couple of big issues. Northbound 35 near Waterloo. That's a crash involving two semis. Big delays there. Also, eastbound I-40 near MacArthur. Watch for big delays in that area.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
In rural Oklahoma, you pray for rain, prepare for drought, and no matter what, you're back at work tomorrow. That's the Oklahoma conservative Jessica Weingart knows. Jessica Weingart grew up farming. She runs the family hay business and understands what it means to raise her children with strong Oklahoma values. That's why Oklahoma ag leaders trust Jessica Weingart for state senate. She's earned the endorsement of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, American Farmers and Ranchers, Partners, National Landowners Federation, and Hands Off My Land. In the Senate, Jessica Weingart will defend our farms, protect our private property, and preserve our way of life. August 25th, vote Jessica Weingart for State Senate. She's with us.
Not paid for by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Oklahoma Conservative Coalition, P.O. Box 89, Lawton, Oklahoma, 735-0258-0529-8807.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Mike Mazey has a plan. A plan to give $1 billion of your tax money to a foreign Muslim government. You work hard to pay your bills, and Mike Mazey wants to line the pockets of foreigners with your tax dollars. Protect your future. Protect your wallet. Vote no on Mike Mazey. Gettner Drummond's plan puts Oklahoma first. Drummond will give much-needed tax relief to Oklahoma seniors, Oklahoma small businesses, and Oklahoma families. And Gettner Drummond will stop the foreign ownership of land and will ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Gettner Drummond, Oklahoma first, always. On August 25th, vote conservative Republican. Vote Gettner Drummond for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Put Oklahoma First, LLC. 210 North Mustang Mall, number 1018. Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064. 405-764-1606.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good Monday morning. It's August 24th, 2026. Checking the weather today, it's going to be a hot one. Partly sunny with a high of 104 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy, low of 73. On Tuesday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Another hot day on tap, high of 100 degrees. Then on Wednesday, we'll see a mix of clouds, maybe a morning thunderstorm to cool things off. Just a little bit. High of 96 degrees for Wednesday. It's 82 degrees and partly sunny at 7:52. Well, tomorrow is primary election day. Oklahoma is a heavily Republican state, so whoever wins the Republican gubernatorial primary has a very strong chance of becoming Oklahoma's next governor. There's a whole lot on the line here, but are you excited about either one of these candidates, Gettner Drummond or Mike Mazey? Maybe you're not. I know I'm not even remotely excited about either one of them. I still haven't fully decided who I'm going to vote for yet. Right now, it looks like Mazey has my vote. He's a little bit more conservative than Gettner Drummond appears to be. But the reality is, I might just be going into the polls tomorrow and flipping a coin. This race has given voters plenty to debate. And now we want to hear from you. Who has your vote on this? And more importantly, why do they have your vote? Give us a call at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We want to hear what you think. Paul, we got another Miller representing UConn. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure, man. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are actually I'm looking for a resource. I'm 4 years into Oklahoma and just proud to be out of California and into Republican red country.
Welcome to Freedom, brother. Glad to have you here.
Oh, thank you very much. I want to vote whoever's close to the Constitution, whoever's a constitutionalist. And beyond that, as far as I can understand, it just seems like white noise. That's my humble opinion.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. As long as the voters still have a voice, that's my primary concern. Which candidate would be more respectful of the constituent's voice?
And right now, in my opinion, it's Mazey. But it's a very, very close second. I'm not impressed by either one of them. Drummond is way too moderate, in my opinion. He's way too independent. At one point referred to MAGA supporters as fascist. I consider myself a MAGA supporter. Therefore, I'm a fascist. So as soon as he said that, he pretty much lost my vote. But on the other hand, you've got Maisie. So Maisie, unfortunately, had a really bad car accident a while back, wound up breaking his back. And as a result of that, while he was senator, he missed a lot of his votes. And my question for Maisie would be, at what point as a leader do you say, I'm just not representing properly my constituency, and it's time to step down? And he's missed a debate. He's missed several opportunities to be on the air with several different stations. I don't know if that's because of his back injuries, but he would need to prove to me that he can actually handle the demands of this job. It's a very demanding job. So I don't know which candidate is better or worse, man.
Okay, I understand. How's Maisie's voting record when he's voting on bills?
He tends to lean more conservative. So when he says that he's a fiscal conservative, he's definitely more of a fiscal conservative. Again, he has President Trump's endorsement. To me, that's just not enough, though. I got to make sure the guy's actually doing what he says he's going to do. He's largely running on eliminating state income tax, which is attractive, but
yeah,
he hasn't given any plans as far as how he's going to do that. We still got to pay for stuff. And that's the problem, is that both of these candidates are very, very low on substance. I need to see specific plans. I don't want to just say, hey, I'm going to eliminate all taxes and cure cancer. Well, that's great, but that's pandering. And I don't need somebody pandering to me. I need an exact plan. What's your plan to do that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what got Trump in office, was he had a plan and he had a voter mandate.
Yeah.
And Republicans, I'm sorry, but we're historically capitulating to the Democrats, mm-hmm. and we prefer losing, being in the losing camp than in the winning camp, because we can't seem to govern from leadership. We have to be picking at the Democrat leadership and present an attractive offer to get the vote. And once they have the reins of power, well, then they don't seem to know what to do with it.
And I give the Democrats a lot of credit, because they play to win. And if that means cheating, they cheat to win. Because if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? So I wish we would take a few pages from their book, not the cheating part, but I wish we would take some more pages from their book and be a little bit more aggressive. And I'm not seeing it. And I've got some serious concerns as we go to the midterm elections in terms of Congress. How many seats are we going to lose? And if we lose too many seats, are the next 2 years of Trump's administration going to be nothing but fighting impeachment after impeachment after impeachment? Every time this guy goes to the bathroom, they're going to impeach him for it. So he's not going to have time to get any of his agenda done. It's going to be basically two wasted years.
Yeah, and political historians and analysts and scholars, they don't see us coming back if we capitulate and give in to the DSA. And
no.
We're over the country. We can't really recover from that.
Right.
Because once they have the reins of power, they're not going to give it up.
And the Democrats are going to change the laws that we currently use for voting. They're going to stuff the Supreme Court. And you're right, we're never going to stand another chance at winning again. So there's a lot on the line here, and I wish I could see Republicans, and I'm going to lump Trump into those Republicans. I wish I would see Republicans fighting harder for these midterms.
Absolutely, yeah.
Paul, thanks so much for calling, man. I appreciate you.
All right. Well,
you take care.
Thank you very much.
We probably have time for one more phone call if you want to, 405-608-4377. We're talking about both candidates. I'm not impressed with either one. Drummond, way too moderate, way too independent, not wild about the fact that he referred to MAGA supporters as fascists. Maisie, his biggest vulnerability, I think, is probably the Inola aluminum smelter. He initially opposed tax incentives for the project, then he reversed course because he got Trump's endorsement. So is he going to be a Trump puppet, or is he going to think for himself? There's a lot of questions here that I've got about both candidates. The only thing that I would say for certain is we have to, as Republicans, as conservatives, we got to go out there and vote tomorrow, even if we don't like either one of these candidates, because if a Democrat wins, we're done. Thanks for listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.